The Fringe, everybody who's into it knows it's about me, Carolyn, and J.W. Well, you know what happened in the last Fringe? Okay, note one. In the beginning of the last episode, they're trying to build a technology to wipe out the bad guys. And Walter's yelling at the guy, make sure the angle's at 22 degrees. 22 degrees. And then the second point is that Donald, the fallen observer, who was September, his apartment number, and they do a lot of thinking and talking, the apartment number is 513. We take one away from three, you get two. That's our address here and where we live. Our home is number 52. So you have 52. Now, at the very last scene, when it's all over, Walter's disappeared, and Peter Bishop gets an envelope. And when he opens it, you see that the zip code is 02138, Cambridge, Massachusetts. Well, 38's 11, so you take the 2, and you multiply the two times the 11, you get 22, and the leftover 1 you put in front of it, you get 122, which is the date today, January 22nd, that I'm telling you this. So that's his address, 16 Burroughs Street. Burroughs, maybe it's William Burroughs. 16 is 2/8. That's my quadrant. And then he turns the envelope over, and this is the amazing thing. It's been sent by a W. Bishop, that's Walter, 1816, that's number 16 again, and you can't make out the street name, but the zip code is this. This is the last thing you see. It's 02214. On my tiny note chart, the two main numbers in my quadrant are 22 and 14. It ends with my number. Now, the meaning of it on the tiny note chart is I say 22 is the number for the baby boomers, 14 is the number of the Generation Xers, and Dobbstown and myself, which turned out to be Iandam, we are battling the baby boomers or the Generation Xers, trying to wake them up or whatever we're doing. It's not a blatant killing of people, but it shows me against 2214. Well, Walter sends his letter with the tulip of forgiveness from 2214. And so the final point is, it's about Walter going ahead into time, into the future, so he can be ahead of the now that Peter and Olivia are in. And that's what Ian says about me. I'm ahead of my now. So there's Walter just dramatically acting out the fact that I live ahead of my now. And I rest my program with that.